Okay, Kuf Yud Siv Gimel. Today we're learning the difficult part of Hilchos Taruvos. Kuf Yud with the Shach, Siv Gimel and Dalit are the meat and potatoes of the Siman. When I started teaching in the yeshiva, so Palm said to me, make sure every shiur comes out with clarity, that you give over a clear thing. So Mahalach and yeshivas today to confuse the boys, and then they could tumul about the confusion. So nishtavek tzimach, and there's such a mahalach, but it certainly wasn't Rav Palm's mahalach. One Rosh Yeshiva told me, he was speaking Yiddish, he said, ich weiß nicht, ob es ist gerecht, ob es ist verkauft sich. I don't know if it's correct, but it sells.
It was kosher.
I don't know if you say sell, but anyway.
Confusion.
Confusion. There's a certain idea to confuse. Let the boys try to work it out. So, I don't know. In the Mahalach, my rebbeim was clarity, and certainly halacha should be clear. Now, having said that, this sif is far from clear. And I'm going to try as much as I could to be misader the sif in a way that gives it over. At least that explains the areas of confusion. Now there are two parts of Siv Gimel. There's the Mechaber Amah, and then there's the Shach Yudalid, which is the Shach of Kuf Yud before Svek Svek. Obviously, we're going to try to. Not get to Shach Yudalid, at least till the end, because the Mechaber Ramah is something that needs to be understood. The basics, I think, you heard of, but once you start thinking about how this works, you'll see how confusing it could be. So let's try to start with a clear Mechaber and a clear Ramah. Tes chanuyais meichres basa shchuta v'achas mecheres basa nevela. You're in a city that has raiv butcher stores that sell kosher and miyot that sell nevela. Today, Baruch Hashem, many cities in Eretz Yisrael are that way, that most of the meat stores in the city are kosher and there are miyot that are treif. What's called kosher, what's called treif, different interpretations in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly raiv are kosher and miyot are treif. V'lokach b'achas mehen. And he went into a store. So you have a guest in Bnei Brak. He went and he bought himself a frankfurter. And someone says, where'd you buy it? He says, what's the difference? Aren't they all kosher? So he says, no, they're not all kosher. I don't know which store I bought it in. When you have a person that doesn't know which store he bought it in, so that's called kavua. Called kavua kemetz al metzadami. In other words, what's the suffix? On Mokim Kiviusai, the place that I went into. This store is kosher, and this store is treif, and this store is kosher, and this store is treif. I don't know which store I went into. So the rule is, kol kavua kemechza hamechzadami. Now, think about what that means. It's a kula and a chumra. The case of the Shulchan Aruch, it's a chumra. You're in Bnei Brak, you bought meat, they tell you there's some treif stores. So I normally would go bus a rive. Rive is kosher. Say no, kol kavua kemetza metzadami. Kavua means your suffix is on the kaimai, on the place from where it originated. And since your suffix is on the place it originated, it's kemetza metza. So let's say in this example, it's a chumra. You can't go bus a rive. You go bus a metza metza. Means it's a suffix derais. So what's the svara? There is no svara. Shach tezvav says gzeres hakasav. Take a look at Shach tezvav. Haki afina bavavakama perakabit ksuvis. The makar most yeshiva like learned it in the first parak of ksuvis. And daf tezvav. Vikra v'orav loy v'kam prat lezayrik even lechaburas anoshim. Someone who threw a stone. Shot a bullet or an arrow into a group of people. Shamdu sham tes Yisraelim v'charevik echavim. So he should go bus arrive, rive a yidden. He shot into yidden. No, the potter. Why is he potter? Why don't you go basarayv? Because we say kol kavua kemetza metza. Let me just explain. Kol kavua kemetza metza is a kula also. Let's say you bought something that might be in issur derabbanan, and 9 stores in town are treif, and 1 is kosher. So shaylev in issur deraisa, shaylev in issur derabbanan might be paspalter, and you went in, you bought a Danish, and most Danishes in town are hopefully all kosher, but let's say they're paspalter, and miyura pas kosher. So basarayv will be aser. By Darabonans, we also go basarayv. No. Kol kavua kemetza ametza. If you're not sure which store you got it from, that's kol kavua kemetza ametza dami. You follow? So if the shaila is which store you bought it in, that's kol kavua. But, what?
Even though he's home already.
Even though he's home already. If you're in the store, you can look at the sign. The Mechaber goes on, but if you walk in the street and you find a piece of meat, or you have a guy who's holding a piece of meat, since the most store sells kosher, it's kosher, so this is the din of parish and mechza. Now an aside, this is going on the din of Basash and Nisalim in Ayin. The Mechaber Shita is that Basash and Nisalim in Ayin is Aser. Shachov says, Avachom Masru, Mishum Basash and Nisalim in Ayin, Klausim Nisamach Gimel. Chav. So, now this Mechaber is of no consequence to us. Because, at least for us Ashkenazim, because we paskin, not well known, I mentioned it on numerous occasions, we paskin basash in the Salam and Ayim is mutter. It's machlaikis Ram and Levi in the Gemara, machlaikis Mechaber Ramah, and we paskin that if you left a piece of meat somewhere and you come back, you left it on your airplane tray and you went away and you came back, it's 100% mutter, even though maybe it's everybody on the plane is treif. There's no such halacha, basan salam and ayim lididan. If you send it with a shliach, it has to have simonim, but that's not only basan. There are many things that need simonim, almost everything. And pizza also needs simonim. But this last 2 lines of Mechaber is not negeya to our discussion today. It's a din of basan shal salam and ayim, it's a din by basar. And contrary to what everyone thinks, we paskin basan shal salam and ayim is mutter. Rav holds, if you're eating on your porch and you live on the 60th floor, no one's climbing up to your porch, and there are no steps down, and you're eating on your porch and you leave a steak and you walk inside to use the bathroom, you come back, the meat is asur. The meat is treif. Maybe a raven traded it with an equal sized steak. That's the shita samachabi. That's Rav's shita. All meat that's left unguarded, unwatched, unlocked, is awesome. And Sfaradim paskin that way. I think the Mechaber paskins that way. But all Sfaradim paskin that way, I've been told, not necessarily. But the Ramos says he paskin like Levi. The Rav's din is only by Basa. And Lididan, we don't paskin Basa Tzamein is Asa. We paskin the food that's commonly treif needs a simon, and 3 types of food need double simon or chavis. 3 things: chatichas dag, basar yayin, and tav stands for tchelas. Chatichas basar and chatichas dag, basar and yayin, the abbreviation is chavis. They need a double simon, and everything else needs a single simon. A pizza that comes from a Mexican from a pizza store in a pizza box has to be taped, otherwise, without a simon, it's trash. Now that's Simon Samar Gimel, that's not today's discussion.
Why is there significance that we're using SWs and 1 interchangeably with right, less than right?
None of the Pais can mention. They also have Philomea, but May is also left after Philomea.
Because the Parish,
by meat, he's talking about by meat. Only by meat, because the case of the Gemara is meat. the din with the kol the paris still applies. Tefilas kelim, you buy a keli. Now, let's say there's one Jewish store that makes kelim, and 100 goyish stores. So you can be tevil with a bracha. Could you be tevil if it's kol kavua? Then it should be a suffix of a bracha. Because he goes, the Mechab always brings the Gemara, and then that's it.
Excuse me, Yerushalayim, the Rav knows there's many Hasherim. And what?
I'm talking about the ones, there are ones that are kosher and the ones that are treif. Which ones are kosher and treif is a totally different discussion.
So how do you know, if someone says, I went into Machan Yehuda, and over there.
So that's a shaila you're allowed to talk about in the bathroom, so it's not, you know, it's practical halacha. I mean, you have to know which stores to buy in.
But how
it's
do you
not the you have to make reference to
have a suffix. I don't remember.
So you ask your Rav when you move to Eretz Yisrael, you'll ask your Rav, and I'll give you all this. What? The question is, did you you're a shaygay? You're a shaygay in killing Jews or killing guy? So I would say, if it's right, Jews, you're a shaygay in killing Jews. So Metzah Metzah says no. So Metzah Metzah makes that it's a suffix if it's killing Jews. So here the question is, the person who recklessly shot his arrow, was he a shaygeg in killing Yidden? Was he a shaygeg in killing Gayim? That's a suffix. So Kavua makes him Kavua. Let me explain what Kavua is. Where's the Kavua? Okay. I want to explain. Okay, the trick here will be to explain what makes something Kavua and what makes something Parish. As long as you stick to the Mechaber's case with stores, we're safe. But what makes something Kavua and what makes something Parish? So the crucial word is something is kavua if it's nikr b'mekaymai. If it's nikr in the place where it is. Taisus says this in a few places in Shas, in Gittin Samach Dalet, and a few other, but Gittin Samach Dalet is the main Taisus. But Taisus says that this is the rule, that kavua is something that's nikr b'mekaymai. In other words, if you be in the store, you could see. If it's a kosher store, a treifa store. If you be there, you could tell. Anytime you'd be there, you could tell. That's called kavua. Anytime you, it's not recognizable, so that's called a parish meruba parish.
Ten people are wearing uniforms that say two or going with different clothing.
So I don't know the clothing, but let's say you know them as Jews. You know that would be. Now here, it becomes a. It becomes something of a of an issue, the issue of Nikar B'Makayba. It's probably the single biggest issue of discussion in Halacha L'Maisa. What is called Kavua, what's called Makayba, and what is called Nikar B'Makayba. So before I get to confusing everybody, let me take a Shulchan Aruch, an example. It's not a Kufyut example. Kufyut is very confusing. Later in Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Yud, it's a very, very relatively simple case of a person who's going out to buy, sounds like herring, doesn't say herring, it says kavush, he's going to buy pickled food. He's going out to the marketplace, and he's going out to buy pickled food. Now what's the shaila? So it seems that normally it's made kosher. The recipe for pickling is all kosher. Except there are some people who put in wine. Today you would say wine vinegar. So the case is this. Someone went out to the street, to the marketplace. He came home with pickled, whatever, pickled vegetables, pickled fish. So he has to be done if he can be simuch that this is kosher or not. So he says the following. Normally, it's not shchiach de shemix and treifa ingredients. You're allowed to be seimach lahakol shema le'irvu.
It's not a kosher store.
What? There's no kosher store. There are people in the street selling like the olden days. It's in the shuk. The chayim b'chol is the derabanan. Shailav de mixtin the derabanan. If it's not the derech, you can be meikel. The im yodua shemiktsas oivde kechavim bevade noistim boyayin. You bought this pickled food. You know, some do mix wine, which is treif. Some don't mix in wine. Aslina basaruba, they call the parish baruba parish. You go basarayv, that you assume if rayv are kosher, that it's kosher. Avo, also liknais mehem bebateyem, you can't go to their homes to buy it. The chol kavua kemechza mechza dami. You can't go into their houses to buy it because there it's kavua. And chol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Mishach says lav dafka homes suadin. If you chavim meichrim yesh lam chanuyais, hari nasa kavua bechanuyis shalahem. See what's going on? You have pickled food, and they're pickling it. That's the makom where it's made. Good, the place where it's made. So, if you buy it in the store, that's called kavua kemetsa mechza dami. That's awesome. If you buy it outside, he's walking around. He's a walking salesman, and you buy it from him, and that is called the parish meruba parish. And you go basarai. Let's say in English, you have an ingredient. You have an ingredient, glycerin. Once upon a time, glycerin was roiv kosher. 50 years ago, Ramesh's Truva wrote his Truva about glycerin. Roiv glycerin was vegetable glycerin. So at that time, roiv was kosher. So if you're going out and you're buying something, so we have to define kavua. If you buy it in the store where they make it, you have to be chashish should strafe. If it's parish, you go to a vending machine, you buy it from a vending machine, it's called a parish. So then you could be saimach that it's kosher. That's what comes out. Now what about not where they make it but where they sell it? We'll get to that. That's confusing. But the point is the guideline of kavua is it's a place of origination. And the guideline of kol deparish is when it's not in the place, when it's a salesman who walks around, then that's called a parish. When you're going into a store, you're going into his factory, that is called kavua kemetza mechza dami.
Does it make a difference?
Well, kavua by a drabanan is muta, kavua kemetza mechza dami, and kavua by a deraisa is us.
So the Rav's saying the concept of kavua has to do with the place of origination.
Yes.
And parish has to do with not the place of origination.
Right.
Sale,
right.
But you could figure out, you could ask the guy what he makes it with, or the vending machine,
if he has an emunus. If he has an emunus. See, the Ramah says if a guy is holding the meat, he took up from a store and he's holding the meat, that's called a parish. Here's the guy where you bought it. Since the guy has no nemanis, the place can call it Kiparish Ayde Akbar. It's like the wind blew it out. Because since the guy has no nemanis, and you got it in his hand, from his hand, that's called a parish.
So the vending machine
was,
can't control that?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends. The vending machine has a box that says good and plenty or something, so the guy doesn't know any more than you do. If it's a saran wrap Danish, I guess he does. I'm talking in a case where the person has no nemanis. So therefore it's called a parish.
And your friends will make us because of your own food?
Yeah, yes.
What
did
you say?
Yeah, so the Mati Yainasin, Yainasin Aipschitz, in his notes here on Kuf Yud Aled Yud, says the following. Now listen carefully, this is what everything depends on. So the Mati Yainasin. Called the parish Meruba parish. Now he alludes to Shach Yud Aled, which we're not learning yet, but then let me get to what I want to point out. He says, Kufu Dalad Yud. Kaimalon. Loya Rino Kolkovor Kemetza Mechza, Rakisha Issa Nikabu Makaimai. Right? That's the rule that we're talking about today. You only say Kolkovor Kemetza is if in the place where it's Kavua, it's Nikab. Mashayn came to Shayn Nikab. Let me finish first. Imke Kasha. Hahacha. Here where you're buying this pickled fish, Eina Issa, pickled vegetables, Eina Issa Yadua Venikar. Over here, it's not nicker. You go to a guy, he's selling pickled whatever it is, and some do add wine, some don't add wine. But even b'makayma, it's not nicker. When you walk in, he's got barrels of pickles, and he's selling you pickled stuff. So it's makayma, it's where the wine went in, but it's not nicker b'makayma. You can't tell if this is made with wine or not made with wine. Says kasha is, that's not called nikr. But sarach loyman kivan deim hayinu roitzim lachar v'lidroish miyad haya efshaleida ulevare hadavar im kain ikir hadvarim nikr v'yodua v'shapi amino kol kavua. Here's an important explanation. It says the following: kol kavua, it doesn't mean in its place of origination. It means in a place of origination where it would be nicker, where you could tell if it's kosher or treif. Either pickled stuff you can't. So he says it would be nicker v'yadua miyad. Do I understand what he means? Is he made it there? If you had come in miyad, if you had come in immediately, you would see if he adds wine or doesn't add wine. So at this moment you can't tell. That doesn't matter. It's kol kavua kemetza ametza dami. You go into a butcher store. When it came in, it came with a wrapping, with a hefsher. But right now, it's not nicker. Doesn't matter. If it was nicker b'makayme at any point, the sheet of the Mati Yainasin is that that's called nicker b'makayme, and therefore it has the din of kavua kemetza ametz.
So if he brought a bottle of wine to pour in, or whatever the ingredients,
it would have been nicker. So this is the guideline. So let's try to wrap our heads around it. What?
Even the
cooler
go like that?
Kavua is not a cooler, not a chumra. It's both. Even the cooler. Kol kavua is a cooler also. If it's nine Yisrael and one guy, if it's nine Goyim and one Yisrael, nine, if it's Rav Goyim and one Yisrael, it's a drabanan. So Basa Rav is treif.
No, perhaps nine Yisrael and one guy. I threw stones in that case in the shot.
So it's the cooler, right? Some of
local, right?
Yeah. Right. So it's a nafkamina today. The Chassei Nish writes about kelim that are made in a factory and sold in a store. They're made in a factory and sold in a store. So you go and you buy a kelim. Okay, today, all kelim come in a wrapping with the name of the manufacturer. But if you're my age or thereabouts, you remember, used to be there were glasses on the shelf, there were pots on the shelf, right? So the Chazanish is told in such a place. You go in, there are a bunch of glasses on. You take off a glass, you want to know if you have to tivel it. Is that called kavua, or is that called parish? It's not the factory. So he says, if a frum yid owns the store. See, even though now he may not have a clue which glasses came from which, but the packages came in, he knew which was from a Jewish factory, which was a Gaisha factory, then that's kavua. It was nikra b'makaymai at some point. If it's a non-Jewish, or the Chazanish says even a mumer, anybody who has no nemanis, so then then there was never a point that it was halachically nikra b'makaymai. It was not nikra b'makaymai. Today, maybe the boxes that came in were nicker, but he means in those days when things were shipped, and it wasn't nicker. Now, the owner might know. He might have gone to the factory and bought it and brought it to the chanos, but he has no nemanis. And therefore, says the Chazay Nish, that's not called kavua. Kavua, the crucial expression is, kavua has to be nicker b'makayman. It has to be that in the place it is, you can tell kosher or treif. You're in a butcher store, you look at the sign. You didn't look. But if you would have looked, you would have known. Matyanisin is saying, even if miyad it was nicker, even if originally it was nicker, it's also called nicker b'makayimai. Let's see if everyone agrees with it, but at least it's a marabok.
Now, like Efshar Lubarer?
So that's something of a question which I want to get to. Okay, it's good. But that would be called the parish. That, and really to Ramah, Ramah says that the guy walks in with the frankfurter. A guy walks in with a frankfurter. So you would think a guy with a frankfurter, it's treif. No. If you're in a city with right frankfurters are kosher, you have teshchanu is kosher, one treif, and a guy walks in with a frankfurter, so you can eat it. A firm yid walks in with a frankfurter, say, where'd you buy it? I don't know. Treif. A guy walks in, where'd you buy it? I don't know, or I do know. It's kosher.
How much you pay for it?
It's not a joke. It could be when there's a price difference. Maybe that it's more of an incentive, but okay. So if you go to the factory to get it, then it's kavua. If they bring it to you, then it's not. If you go to the pickle store and buy the pickle, that's kavua. If he's a walking salesman and he sells it to you, that's parish. So obviously, it's a kosher, not a sin. If a guy, by the right, a guy has no nemonis, he can say if he too, my bad rabbanon, he can say he has a nemonis. Okay, if it's a case where he has nemonis, he'd be right. What? Because that's Gzeres HaKosev, Kol Kavua HaKemelser. If the suffix is on the mokim he got it from, and in the mokim it's nicker, that's kavua kemetzal. It was nicker to the guy, but it wasn't nicker to me. Because it has to do with when the suffix started by the yid. But that's where it goes by that moment. Now I want to tell you something. I'm not going to answer it, but until next week we'll get to it. But I want to give you a halacha l'maaseh illustration of where this becomes confusing. During the Quicken Loans tumult a year ago, it was a tumult because Quicken Loans, as you know, is owned by a yid, 77% by one Jew. And there are many yidden who take loans at Quicken, take mortgages, unaware it's a yid, and they end up involved in Shvera Shailas of Hilchus Ribbis. Over the years, we tried to be mefarsim, we put in ads, but someone who's not holding by taking a loan doesn't read it, doesn't remember it, and it's just, it's a big akmas nefesh. People come to me, a week ago I closed, now I found out they're Jewish. I said, oh, punk, this week you found out. I said, yeah, I'm talking to my neighbors, I got a loan, woo, quick, and they're Jewish. You know, it caused a lot of questions. Mom in. So there were a group of people who got together to try to convince them to do a heteiskan. And originally, the whole thing tanked. The last year, Sukkot time, this time of the year, for complicated reasons, it's not a typical heteiska, and the whole thing fell apart. But 2 months later, I was not involved in the original attempt. But when they got together, the chabura, to try again, so I was involved, and we decided that we have to do something. That if we're going to do something, and the Gedolei Yisrael are going to be, it's not good, it's not going to work. We have to do something that Rav Tzvi Feinstein's masking, Shlomo Kamenetsky's masking, Shlomo Miller, and the Chassidish world, we need to do something that works by everybody. So we did, and someday I'll give a share on it, we did a Het Iska Kloli for Quicken, which is far superior to every Het Iska Kloli in all the banks that the Semechan in Eretz Yisrael. People here at Iska Kloli, when the Tzaymet Lachatchila, the way it's constructed is far superior for many reasons. But I wanted to come to one point. Exactly, this is when I went and they signed. So I went into Rav Tzvi Feinstein. We divided the Chachmei Yisrael. Some people took these gedolim, took those. So I dealt with that. The schus to deal with Rav Tzvi and Rav Shlomo Miller, both of whom I am zeichet to have a personal shaykhus. So I went into Rav Tzvi. It's not a 2 minute thing, but the Nekuda that's the Gea to Kavua is this. Quicken It's not like 30 years. If you're like me, you bought a house 30 years ago. The world changed. 30 years ago, you took a mortgage. You went to Greenpoint Savings Bank. You took a mortgage. And for 30 years, you're paying Greenpoint Savings Bank. Right? Right? Greenpoint used to have all the Brooklyn loans. And you're paying them for 30 years. They're your malva, and you're their loiva, and you owe them. And finally, when you pay it off, you make a party. You know, simply Israel, and that. It doesn't work. The world changed. Today, they're called loan originators. And what they do is Quicken does a mortgage and sells it. When we started, less than a year ago, they were selling it within 2 weeks. Now they sell it within 4 or 5 days. So they sell the loans. Now, I know it's very, very complicated how they sell the loans, and we had conference calls with lawyers to try to be mavar. So I know about it, but it's not negated to this discussion. This discussion is that Quicken does a loan, do a mortgage, and then they sell it in less than a month. Now, the first month's interest, you don't pay. It's really deducted from the original loan, and they sell it, which means that with Quicken, you don't even really need a hetisk because you're never paying them interest. The way it works, 99.9% of the time, you're never going to pay them interest because there's never going to be a month in which you pay interest. That doesn't solve all the problems. Like the simon, you know, sign a contract, there are other issues. But that's the point. Now, they go and they sell it. So the way the hetisk is written is that you're making Quicken a shliach. To go with Quicken, you don't have a loan, you have hetisk. You make them a shliach to get you a loan from a guy and use that money to pay off the iska, and Quicken is settled and they have no shaykhs, they have no connection to it, and you have a loan with the new people. So Reb David said, how can we rely that the people they sell it to are goyim? Now generally Quicken doesn't tell you who they sell it to. Quicken often continues to service the loan. It's also a source of income. But your bill still says Quicken Loans on it because they're the servicing company. But unless they sell it to Fannie Mae, in which case you can look it up online, because that's public, which mortgages they bought. But they sell it to Chase, you'll never know. So Reb David said, how are you Saima? They sold it to a guy, maybe they sold it to a Yid. And even though it's Reb Gayim, but it's a question of Kavua. Question of Kavua. They go to the borrower and to the lender. And so since it's called Kavua Kavach, so it should be Savadir Isla Khumra. That's the point.
Because you're paying Quicken and Quicken pays them.
No. Because you authorize them to get a loan for you. Yeah, even if you do things without a hetiska, the loan documents say that Quicken bears no responsibility. That's the whole meltdown. Bush's mortgage meltdown came from this. Because you understand, if you're listening, that Quicken has no incentive to make sure it's a secure loan. Right? They have no incentive. It could be a risky loan. Why do they care? They turn around and sell it. Now, if it's obviously a risky loan, no one's going to buy it. So as long as you give them a document, and you know they're not interested in verifying it, they weren't. I don't mean Dr. Quicken. I mean all of the loan originators. So that's where the meltdown happened. All the loans went bad, and it was backed by the properties. The property values went down. Everything went down. So to show you how our Heiliger Congress works, so Congress under then President Obama passed banking laws that straightened it out. And what was the law? That if a loan fails within 12 months, they have to take it back. The originator, if it fails within 12 months, you have to take it back. It seems to make sense. I'm told that now it's already down to 6 months. So it's 3 months already. Okay. It's been going down as long as the press doesn't notice, and as long as the banks keep on paying the politicians, it's going to keep on going down until you're back where you were originally. But be that as it may, But you understand here the shaila. Now think about the lomdis, not the politics, but the lomdis of a loan. So here, before the internet, if I go to a bank and get a loan, that's kol kavua, I don't know if they're Jewish or not. That's kol kavua. I have to find out, is the bank Jewish? If the bank comes to me, that's called the parish meruba parish. So they gave it to me, and it's parish, I could go bus arrive. Now what's the din today? Today, they're sitting in the bank, you're sitting in your house, and you're clicking on the internet. So what's that? Is that kavua, is that parish? What do you say? So you say wherever they give you the money. So if they go to a closing and they hand over a check, why don't they just electronically transfer it? What is it?
What do you mean
if
they come to you? If they come to you,
it's parish. Now, if it's a Quicken, we know is Jewish.
If someone from the bank comes to you to give you a loan?
If they come to the closing, the olden days, the bank representative comes to the closing and he brings a check and he gives the money. Says, call the party. Now, let's say I don't know. If I know it is, you're right. I say when you don't know. Because here you don't know. Quicken sells it to someone else. They don't actually come to a closing. If you know who it is, there's no shaila. Our issue is that most private companies, you can't figure out if they're Jewish. You have no way of figuring it out. That's the issue. It's not Nikar B'Makayma.
Why is the bank coming to you in the store? Not going to the store.
If they deliver it to my house, then it's parish. If I go to the store, it's kavua. If they deliver it to my house, it's parish. That's what it says. If you have a salesman walking around, in a case of suffering. Again, I'm talking with this as suffering. I'm not talking about Mr. Quicken. Mr. Quicken is Jewish. We're doing a test with him. I'm talking about, Dabba was talking about, the one you sell it to. The person you sell it to, we don't know if he's Jewish or not. Quicken's not going to tell us his name. So I certainly don't know. Now, Quicken himself is Jewish. He also has an issur. Most of these places are not Nikar B'Makayma. You can't tell if they're Jewish or not Jewish. The shaila is on the store. Is it a kosher store or a treifa store? Shaila is on the lender. Is it a kosher lender or a treifa lender? Here, a Jew is treif and a guy is kosher by lending. That's the way it works out. What? Right. I just read to you that if you go to the chanus, that's kavua. If the chanus comes to you, that's parish. Now we're talking about a person who's not neman, a guy who's selling pickles. So if you go to the pickle store and you buy there, that's kavua. You have to be chayshus from the treif. If he comes to your house, that's parish. You can be semach harayv. That's the case. He's a salesman walking around the shuk. He's selling in the shuk. In that case, Raiv are kosher, right? So that Raiv of the pickled things are kosher. Is he crying alive if it's parish?
You're voluntarily putting stuff in the mouth of something. By going to the kitchen, here to find the meat, it's ready for the evidence.
See, really, the document says, I make Quicken a shliach to get me a loan from a non-Jew. From somebody who has no isiribis. That's really what it says. Now,
who says
non Jew?
Maybe it's a Jew.
Oh, so I'm only making a mishleach to get me from a non Jew. He may be getting from a Jew. He may be getting from a Jew. So the question is, do I have to be chayshish for that possibility? Do I have to be chayshish for it? Now you're saying I'm putting myself in a position where I'm being samech on raiv. Right, so you have to figure out if you can put yourself in a position of called the parish meruba parish. You know, once it's parish, you certainly could. Could you create a parish? You have to think about it.
We can never keep it.
No, they never keep it. Now, no, Quicken does not tell you. They don't tell you the other place. For whatever reason, they don't. You will not find out. I'll get to the halacha l'maaseh of this. Not now, next week. You have to learn the shach. But I'm telling you, illustrating. The nekuda is, if it's nikar b'makaymai, it's kavua. If a bank or a lending company is nikar b'makaymai, it's Jewish, then we have this horror. That might be kavua. If even b'makaymai it's not nikar, then the whole, Rav Dovid's whole horror would fall away. If even in its store, if I walk in to, I don't know, what is the name of a lending shop? I don't know. Wholesale mortgage lenders, right? The place called Wholesale Mortgage Lenders, also owned by Jews. Okay. Let's say I wouldn't know. I walk into to a bank, I go in, there's a sign, somebody bank. Now, if you know it's Jewish, you know it's Jewish. There are times you don't know. There really is not, because it's prepaid. It's prepaid at the time of closing, and that disc deals with the prepayment. Yeah, that disc says the loan is not the $100,000; it's the $99,000 that I'm actually getting. That's how that disc is set up. All prepayments are deducted from principal, and that's the way it's set up. But the payments stay the same. Yeah, but Sir Moshe already writes that you can have that disc and have loan documents. Yeah. Rabbi Say, I will discuss the Quicken's Hetisk at a different occasion. My purpose today was to illustrate the Nakuda of discussion here. Now here there's a Machloikis Hapoiskim as follows. What happens if something is nicker, but only there's one person in the world who knows? There's one, there are five people in the world who know. If it's nicker, but not readily nicker, what's the din? I'll give you the example of what the Paiskim talk about. There's a person here in town, and we don't know if he's Jewish or not Jewish. We don't know if he's Jewish. He moved here from a different town. We don't know if he's Jewish. He was mezana with a woman. And the woman wants to know. She's mutter to a kayin. She's mezana with a guy. She's also, she's a zayna. She's mezana with a yid. Not a nice thing to do. But she doesn't become aser to a kayin. So this person is parish, called the parish. He's parish from the whole world. And we can assume he's a guy. If he looks like a guy, he smells like a guy, and acts like a guy, you know. So he's a guy. So I can assume he's a guy. But not if it's nicker where he came from. What happens if there's the lashon, the crazy place he is, it is echad b'seifa oilam. And those of you Jewish, those you can go back to the city he came from and ask around and find people who knew his parents. You can investigate. There are people today who do it for a living. There's an Israeli Jew who I once had an asik with. He does this for a living. He's like Meshuggah Loisei Davi. He does the craziest things. In my case, we had to establish something. He walked into a house, introduced himself, pretended he wanted to do an article on the family business, and started talking to this woman about her first husband. If he was Jewish, we tried to figure out Mamzeris Nebuch for a woman here. He just walked in. What? It definitely is, but it's a good Gnevis Das. It's fine. But my point is this. My point is, the crazier place, he says, if you can investigate this Echa B'Seifa Olam, that's Kavua, and that's called Nicker. Not readily Nicker, but it would be Nicker anywhere, that's called Nicker. That's the sheet of the crazier place. And the Prima Gaudim, in his introduction to Kavua, which is in Sharidura, on Shach Yudalit, seems to hold that way. However, let me finish. The Chavetz Chaim, the Chochmas Adam, the Chazon Ish, Siman Lamed Zayin, Yisur Gimel, and Ramoshe, the Gris Moshe, Arachaim Aleph, Kufayim Ches, all four disagree, and that would certainly be enough to carry the halacha. Chochmas Adam, Chavetz Chaim, Chazon Ish, and the Gris Moshe, they all disagree. And they say that nicker b'mekaymai means easily nicker b'mekaymai. Doesn't mean it's an interesting lashon. The Chochmas Adam's lashon is, if so, if you have one person who comes and says, you know, I know of one mamzeres in the world, she's lost somewhere in the world, so now everybody in the world will be aser. As if I found her, if I recognized her, I would know who she is. Where is she? I don't know. She moved away. She's somewhere. There's a mamzeres. She wanted to pretend she's not, so she moved out of town. It happens. So now every woman in the whole world is aser, because Kokovo Kemasamez is one person that will recognize her. That's the Bina Sodom. Chochmas Adam's Tania. So he says, no, it has to be recognizable. And Rabbi Rachmiel, which you said before, if you could put it on pause, the Bina Sodom says, a lashon, like you said before, His lashon is that it has to be not only nikar b'makaymai, but his lashon is rak b'makiray b'faneinu v'roi l'hizgalos. She was saying it's roi l'hizgalos. It's something that you could open your eyes and it could be nizgala to you. So in such a case, this binas adam beis, he says that's not called nikar b'makaymai. Chavis das t'chazinish l'mitzayin yagimel. They said the igros meisha. And they all say that the fact that it's possible to go through if it's roilis galois, you can just ask around locally, you have to find out. But if it's roilis galois, if it needs investigation, it's not. Which is the case in many of the Jewish lending companies, and not Jewish, unknown private lending companies. Some of them, a man owns 70% of a company, 77%, and he owns the Cavaliers, and he owns half of Detroit. So it becomes well known. But most of the small lending companies, you really can't find out. They're Jewish or not. Now, there's Echel B'Seif Ha'ilam, who knows. But they, all these places come hold, that's not called Nikar B'Makaymai. They're still called the Parish Mu'uva Parish. So we say called the Parish, unless somebody's Becheskes Yehudi. There's a din of Cheskes Yehudi. If someone comes into town and lives as a Jew for 30 days, you get a cycle of Chazakis. We assume that he's a Yehudi.
But somewhere,
quite a crazy place. Yeah, this is that to me. This is what happened with all the babies, the Polish Goyim that returned babies after the war. This was the Nidin. How could be? She's not as known Nemanis. Now we have a chazaka, a person doesn't give away his own child permanently. But so believe her, someone gave her the baby. But can you be saimach that it's a Jew? Right? Babies in Poland were not Jews. So at that time, the poskim held that even though right babies were not Jews, right babies that were given away for adoption were Jews. There was for to be held, I mean. Were Jewish. There was saimach on right, and it will complicate me, Trey Ruby. But the Iker Din is there was Samech HaRayv. It's not Nikar B'Makaymai, and there was Samech HaRayv. There's no Kavua. Case of what? Yeah. No, maybe is not. It means that there's someone, you know there's someone beside Philem. Maybe there's someone beside Philem, that's not enough. If he knows about it, he'll come back and pick it up. No? But he doesn't know where he dropped it. He doesn't know what she says. The language of the Bina Sodom that I read you, and Sigmund Smash's language also, is that it's easily investigatable. It's easily established. It may be, today with the internet, you can sometimes establish things. Maybe, but I'm talking in a case where it's not. If you don't give out the information, that doesn't help me much. Right? So that's what they're saying. It has to be royalist scholars. If it's held by people who are in confidence now. Chazanish says if the people who know are Mumrim or Goyim, like the Ramah says, it's also called Me'enei Nikar. It's also called. Alright, so this is the, like I said, Nikar B'Makaymai, that's what it's all about. What's Kavua, what's Parish? Very confusing. The answer is if it's Nikar B'Makaymai, that's Kavua. If it's not Nikar B'Makaymai, it's not. I don't know why the Mechaber doesn't write it straight out, or the Mefarshim write it, because he understood that's what Kavua means. Kavua means it's Nikar in its place of origin in the Makaymai where you, the Yid, got it from. Halacha only allows you to rely, generally speaking, if the person is a firm person. You know, goy mesiach ituma is neman bei drabanon. If it's not avidal eskali, it's not never neman bei deres.
This money, like a Jewish money or Goyish money,
right?
It's not coming from
Right. So we'll say.
Let's say you go to check-in in our hotel, that is kosher. The week in the dining room is kosher. But if you have room delivery, if you deliver to your room...
You're talking about a restaurant that has kosher and tray. So the reason it's mutter is because there's zero tray. There's no suffix. You don't need kavoy. You don't need parish. But it's coming from a kitchen that's 100% kosher. So you have no problem. If the kitchen is kosher and tray, then call the parish or parish. But if it's all kosher, then there's no, these fakers don't come up. Right, if it's kosher. Now, it's an interesting thing. One of the things... When I moved into the neighborhood, that I made a tumult about at the time, there were supermarkets selling Danishes and challahs unwrapped, and you walked into the store. There was it's still there, the Met Food on Kuntz Highway, and they had these cardboard boxes, and one said kosher, one said not kosher. People were buying Danishes, the kosher, not kosher. So one of the things that I tried to be mepharsim, you can't just buy. The owner is either not Jewish or not from. It's not a Shem Shabbos store. Just as they put kosher and not kosher, even if they have a stamp that says Pliny Bakery, it doesn't help you. If it's, they can put anything in the box. Kosher sells out, they switch some from the box to the box. There's certainly no nemanis. I was thinking now, what about challahs? I'm assuming, now I know, not all challahs are kosher. There are trefa bakeries that make challah. But I assume that something that's a tzura of a challah, rive, I'm assuming, rive is kosher. No?
Where?
You don't even think that's true.
They used to make a lot of Jewish people.
There was an Italian store in East 16th in King's Highway. We used to walk by Friday, they have challah. If they don't make, there's no shayla. I'm saying, even if they do, assuming that most of the challahs are kosher and it's parish, you're not buying it from the from its original place, buying a mat food, I don't know, maybe that would be called a parish, Maruba parish. It could be silent.
There was a kosher Italian bakery in Belmont 3 years ago. They turned over to kosher. It tasted so good, it tasted so much better than the regular.
I tell my father came to America, I mentioned this, he worked in a so-called kosher bakery, and they smeared to make the challah shine. They smeared it with milk powder. They mixed milk powder water and they smeared it. And my father asked, how could you do it? He says, no, it's nothing. It's not the challah. It's just the he spoke in Yiddish. You know, it's not the cook. My father didn't know what to do. He went to Rabbi Shabik. He said, all the challah is milchik. Forget about challah Yisrael. You know, it's all milchik. So Rabbi told my father, you know, you're 20 years old. You just came off the boat. You're going to say it. They're going to bashag it to you. And everyone's going to believe him. He's an old Yid. So just quit your job and find a different job. That's a Rosh Hashanah and Bikanoi. So he told my father, get yourself a different job. But from then and on, my father would only buy challah in certain places. At any rate, I'm not suggesting Chalil it's that way today, but... So basically what we discussed today is the one topic of Nikr B'Makaymai. Tosfos in Gittin Samadal brings an interesting raya. Doesn't Tosfos kash? We know that when they made an Egla Arufa, they went to Nachal Eisan. Some Mishnayim say it's the name of a place. Some say description of a place. There's a valley somewhere, and they knocked off the Egla Arufa down the hill. What's the din of that valley? You're never allowed to plant there. It's us to plant there. Lo Olam Vaed. Effectisus. It should be us to plant in any valley in Eretz Yisrael. Because kol kavua kemet samech tzedami. You have a bigger kavua than a valley, you can't take it anywhere. Kol kavua kemet samech tzedami. And every valley in Eretz Yisrael should now be us, because maybe it's Nachal Eisan. What? He's arguing with Tosfos. So Tosfos answers. He establishes this rule that it has to be Nikr B'Makayma. Something that's not Nikr is no one in the world today who knows where Nachal Eisan is. Something that's not Nikr B'Makayma, we go Basarayv again. It's a raya that Kol Kavua is only if it's Nikr B'Makayma. When was the Suffolk Nylon? No, when they knew. There was a big sign. Beware, Nachal Eistan, stay away. The Bezdin knew. Because Kaisar went to Galus. And Numbe Shana Shaleyash Obeish, there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael 52 years between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni. And after the Bayis Sheni, there were years there were no Yidden. And the Nachal Eistan became forgotten. So once it became forgotten, it's no longer Nikar B'Makai. What? You let it sit? No. Because your suffix started when it came to you. By Nachal Eistan, your suffix started when you got the piece of land. There was never a moment that an owner, a Jewish owner, didn't know. Either a Jewish owner who knew, or they went to Galus. So the hefsek happened, so went to Galus. Like a guy who went into the store border and took it out. The guy who chased the Yidden away, they took away Nachal Eistan. The guy who took away Nachal Eistan, and now we got it back. Mashiach will come, there'll be a Nachal Eistan, there'll be a Nizgala, I assume it'll happen. Okay, so we still, Yitzhak Hashem will continue next week. Those of you who want to really try to get a time for this, to try to sit down, this requires concentration, not with your feet up on the couch, it's not going to work. To try to learn Shach Yudalit. Shach Yudalit has three parts to it. The first part is the L.A. Shiloh. Los Angeles, where 3 p.m. Erev Pesach, they found out there was trefa meat in the butcher store. So it's an old shaila. The Shach wrote a tshuva. The Shach? I mean, Rav Shach. No, the Shach. The Shach, the Rajah, the Shach brings. It's a question, when you read the Shach, the flow, how he means to Paskin, is not so clear. We're going to try to do Shach Yudalit. It means Hashem next week. Not easy. If you look at the Chavaz Das helps a little, but then the Chavaz Das himself becomes very confusing. But Shach Yudalit is the whole sugya of Kol Kavua. Mitzvah Hashem next week.